One day ahead of the trade deadline, it was apparent on the ice who is a buyer and who is a seller. The London Knights, who have made additions such as Cameron Baber, came to the Kitchener Memorial Auditorium and took it to the Kitchener Rangers Sunday afternoon. Kirill Steklov scored 14 seconds into the game, and London rode that momentum the whole way through this contest. The Knights built a 4-0 lead after 40 minutes before the Rangers came back with some fire to start the third. The Rangers got two goals for their effort. But Logan Mailloux, who spent the first half of the year on a highly publicized suspension, answered with his first two goals of the season to give London a 6-2 victory. Antonio Stranges had two goals of his own, along with two assists to finish a four-point afternoon. Navrin Mutter scored in his Rangers debut, while Mike Patizian had the other marker for the home side. Kitchener was only able to pick up a point on this three-game weekend homestand, and will have almost a week to think about things. They play next on Saturday night in Erie, but who knows which players will still be around by the Monday deadline after noon. It's tough to pull deals together in the last minute, unless they're minor tweaks, things like we did, Sunday. Rangers head coach and general manager Mike McKenzie said post-game, "You never know, if a deal will come, I guess. We're open to listening, and seeing what's out there. Sometimes, there's a lot of talk but you just run out of time, so we'll see what happens." Rangers Nation waits with bated breath what moves still loom. Pre-game on City News 570 on Saturday starts at 6:30 p.m.